Budget meeting, hearing for the budget in order. The purpose of the hearing is to receive public comments for the fiscal budget for 2012-2013. General fund, $3,374,374. Water and sewer, $1,701,725. Stormwater fund, $232,750. Sewer expansion reserve fund, $10,000. Power bill fund, $60,000, which brings a total of $5,378,849. Okay. The highlights. Arlen, would you like to address this?
Sure. The proposed tax rate is 26.15 cents per $100 of value, and that's actually 2 cents greater than the revenue neutral tax rate that was calculated as a result of the January property revaluation. The other item affecting general fund is an increase in the recycle rate of 36 cents a month, and that's necessary for just to cover the costs, daily operating costs of a recycle pickup, and then also to add recycle containers at the beach accesses. In regard to the water and sewer fund, it includes proposed increases to the charges once you exceed the 3,000 a month, 3,000 gallons a month minimum. And that's for residential water is a 12 cent increase, and that's per 100 gallons after you go over the 3,000 gallon minimum. Residential sewer is 15 and a half cent increase. Commercial water, 18 and a half cents. Commercial sewer, 19 cents. Allentown water, which is for Fort Fisher, is 21 cents, and Allentown sewer is 27 cents increase. Again, the monthly minimum will stay unchanged.
One question, Ryan, is that the change or is that just the new rate?
That's the change.
Okay.
The budget also includes an average of 2% merit increase for employees that are performing above expectations, and also a 2.6% cost of living adjustment, which that is consistent with the consumer price index and also the social security adjustments that were social security cost of living adjustments that were implemented in January. The budget also includes reinstatement of town council compensation. But councils continue to forego their cell phone allowance. The budget also includes, the general fund budget includes a contingency of $156,000, which is for potential beach renourishment costs, and also may be available for future down payment for a fire truck replacement. Because that truck is, the replacement of that truck is necessary for the town to maintain its fire rating, resulting in lower homeowners insurance rates. So that's kind of the highlights of the proposed fiscal year 2013 budget.
Thank you, Alan. We're now open for public comment. First to sign up was Charlie Allen. Charlie, please come to the podium. State your name and address, please.
Name is Charlie Allen. Address 954 Fort Fisher Boulevard South. I'll try and keep it short. I have some concerns. Generally speaking, with the economic conditions the way they are, and we've already started having an impact with the federal government and the state talking about cutting back on costs on beach renourishment, and it's going to be picked up more and more by us. And there are going to be a lot of other things that are going to be cut back. We need to take care in how we move forward into the future from the standpoint of not working as we have in the past, not worrying about whether we take a grant on or not. And I think that the board, hopefully in the future, won't take a grant on unless it is a benefit that does not tie us up in the future as far as cost is concerned, and that it acts as a discount to the taxpayers. What I mean by a discount to the taxpayers, that it reduces our cost in the future in one way or another. In other words, don't do it just because it's a grant. Because when we're paying for it here, or we're paying through the county, or we're paying through the state, or we're paying through the federal government, we're still paying. That grant is not free. Another thing that I hope we'll do is exercise a little bit of caution on studies. It seems a favorite out of a politician is to say, well, let's have a study on this. And we wind up paying for studies, and then we totally ignore the studies. We should have 5 land use plans on file someplace. And the data from those 5 land use plans that covers at least 25, 30 years can be utilized to determine how the community has looked at things over a period of time. And we can do our own study. We don't need to put money outside for that. That's my feeling. Some things that I'm a little bit concerned about are your vehicle stickers. I can remember a time, they weren't a tax, they were a means of determining whether you're a member of the community or not, when we had a hurricane or something, that was a form of control, so you're a property owner or you lived here, you could come on and check your property if you went off. I'm a little bit confused today when I look at your additional cost here and there, how that is being utilized. You got $5, now you go up to $15, and then I think you go up to $25 if you're driving around later on in the year and someone, I guess, stops you and you don't happen to have a sticker on your car for Kerry Beach. That's under the fines. Do we have a clear, concise purpose for this sticker? Or is it all over the board? I mean, someone can come in and say, I want to buy a sticker. Yeah, sure, here's $5. Is that a tax? How are you utilizing these things? Hey, Charlie, great fun. Oh, renting of the community center. Evidently, resident and property owners pay $250. Non-residents pay $250. Commercial organizations pay 250. Nonprofit organizations pay 250. You folks put a lot of thought into this, didn't you? I mean, from the standpoint of just having a flat fee, taxpayers have already paid for that place. Thanks to the fire department, the building is there. True enough, we had to put more money into it to rehab it for what it's at. But do residents and property owners get any sort of break? Is it the same as a nonprofit? Is it the same as a commercial? A little bit of consideration here, folks. And I think the same thing goes for renting the community center by the hour. One of the other things, garbage collection. Commercial units, I think, are getting priced the same way, regardless of what they are, as far as pickup is concerned. And I realize that what I'm about to ask is almost impossible from the standpoint you can't break it up to say they are generating so much garbage and we're going to charge by the poundage. I realize that. But when you get something like us, well, I'll use the, real estate office down there. How much garbage are they going to generate? And they're going to be paying the same thing as a restaurant for per can. They're not going to generate that much poundage or that much waste probably in the whole year. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you. Ron Griffin?
I think Charlie just connected some of the stuff that I want to say. He is in there and the members of the council. My name is Ron Griffin. I live at 841 Slewport Lane, Tennessee, which is the first settlers from the North Border Tower, Lord Messi said. The subject I wanted to talk about tonight deals with the rentals of the community center. I hope you won't mind if I read some prepared statements, otherwise I might forget half of what I want to say. I've been a resident of Troy Beach for over 16 years now. Several years back, I had the privilege of serving on the Troy Beach Community Center Committee. Actually, I'm still there every week for the line dance, so that's another matter. One of my duties during the period when I was on the committee was to prepare the budget for the committee and present the same to council. I was quite familiar with both the details of the expenditures and the sources of revenues to pay for those expenditures. Now, one of the sources of revenue was from rentals of the facility to commercial groups, nonprofits, and individuals, both resident and non-resident. Now, there was a graduated fee schedule with commercial organizations paying the most and residents of the town of Caribbean Beach paying the least. At the time, now this is 89 years ago, I understand, but at the time, the rental rate for residents was a modest $10 per hour. Having said that, I do not recall a stampede of residents coming into rental facilities that have been busted out. But the opportunity was there. Chairman Francis Reagan at the time said there were two objectives in renting a facility. First of all, to bring in a reasonable amount of revenue annually to help counterbalance planned expenditures. Secondly, to provide a break for the residents wishing to rent a hall for a private function. Now, a year or so ago, I was informed by then Commissioner Barry Nelson that the price had gone up to $20 an hour. Well, I wasn't too concerned about that. But I kept in my mind that I thought that that was still the rental rate. Very recently, I began thinking about having a party at the center in mid-September on a Saturday evening, and we need to rent the facility for about a 6-hour period to do everything we want to do. I spoke to the person on the committee who's in charge of the rentals, and she said, "Don't you know that the current price is $100 an hour?" Well, at first I thought she was joking, but not so. I then talked to another member who said, "How did this all come about?" Now, the story I think I heard was that there had been some abuse of the rental agreement. Don't know if this was one case or more. The nature of the offense was some resident, or maybe residents, were renting the facility for non-residents to get a lower rate. A mortal sin, I'm sure. The committee must have decided that the way to prevent that from happening in the future was to jack up the rental price. So there would be no distinction between the rate for residents and non-residents and so on. Now, I'm not sure if the jump from $20 an hour to $100 an hour was in one step or several. It may have been several. But the effect of these increases is that you are punishing the innocent with the guilty. You're taking away a privilege that residents once enjoyed, whether they utilize it or not, because of the transgression of a former resident. So what we have now is a situation where I or my neighbor, you or your neighbor, or any resident here this evening who wants to rent to the hometown community center to celebrate a birthday, an anniversary, a graduation, a wedding, or whatever, will be charged $100 per hour. Whereas a year ago, or so, $20 an hour was deemed fair and equitable. Now, in my mind, the solution for dealing with someone who violates the condition of the rental agreement is to tell them you have now forfeited the right to ever rent the facility again. Not changing the fee schedule arbitrarily to the detriment of residents who have never rented the facility before. I'm not here to overly be critical of the members of the Community Center Committee. They're all good people, they serve the town very well, and I consider all of them my friends. But sometimes good people, in overreacting to a particular situation, come up with a proposed solution to the situation, which isn't right. I ask you all, since you have the final say on all of this, to correct this injustice. Do what's right for the residents of the town of Shrewd Beach and restore the $20 per hour rate, and I thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you, Charlie. Next, Ronnie Purnell. Sit down.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here being greeted, I suppose. The only thing I have on the agenda is the water and sewer bills. And it's been around a long time. The vision's been around a long time. I know it won't get changed this time, but I would like next year, maybe we can take a look at it a little earlier. I can go to my house and drink a gallon of water, and then I can go down to the motel and drink a gallon of water, and the one at the motel costs me about 35% more. I can go get rid of that gallon of water, and at the house it costs me about, at the motel it costs me about 18% more. There's built in the original things, the minimum is 16% higher, and the minimum is 35% higher on the original bottle, on the original bills. I know why, and if y'all do, if you would give me the reasoning that goes into this a little bit to help me make it along. I know what the original reasoning was, but I don't think it applies anymore.
On minimums or on,
On the different rates for the businesses versus the different rates for residentials.
Wow, I don't necessarily know. I mean,
okay.
Mr. Wilbur said, that you're making money on your water and the rest of the residents are using it to live. So I'm assuming when Mr. Wilford set the rates, or before him, I don't know if it was before him or not, that the graduated rates were based on many other things which are higher for businesses than for residents.
There is a little bit of that theory that we can continually pass on. We get to the point where you can't keep passing on. And the thing that was originally put in play for, and the rates were set that way because they said that they had to have more capacity for water on account of the commercial area. And that's done, you know. I'm sure Corning pays exorbitant rates maybe for water, and anybody uses a lot pays exorbitant rates. But that's no longer true food. I mean, the water tanks that we've had to build and all have been for residential.
And well, the second one was built for fire.
Commercial.
Yeah, the second one was built for our fire rating for everyone in the town, right? We all benefited from that one.
So the only thing I feel we are kind of maybe paying more, and every increase that comes, this time on your new increase, the water is 35% higher for the commercials, just on the increase now. And it's 18% higher on the sewer. And if you do this continually, and we're beginning to get humongous rates. For the first time in my life, I had 3 months last year that I paid the town of QU Beach more than I paid CPML. Now there's four or five things in there. I have the garbage collection and this, that, and the other. I think the garbage collection, I think you've actually got a halfway fair system. Mm-hmm. No, in trouble.
Well, you pay more for commercial and garbage as well.
Yeah, I know.
Right. I'm just saying, right?
Yeah, but that works. But mm-hmm. I think that's fair. I think the water's getting. I think we're beginning to pay an awful lot of the town's water bill.
Yes, sir. So just to speak on the water bill, since Sonny's not here, and Steve might.
I'll put it
back on. Yeah, if I say anything stupid. So we actually looked at. There's analysis you can do on how well you recover for your cost of water and sewer. And so when we looked at that, we were low. Once we started talking about the rates, the focus of the town, which is a concern for the state as well, is, okay, as we do this rate, we should really focus on encouraging people to use less water. That's why we didn't change the minimum rate in any of the expenditures, because that will focus those people that are using more than the minimum are the ones that hopefully will realize from the rate change that they should be working on conservation. That's a concern statewide. And so two things have to happen with water service. You have to pay for the service, right? Because this is a standalone system. You can't use taxes to do that. That's what we did. As you look at the rates, there's ways you could do that. You could adjust the minimums. You could adjust the overages. And we chose to do that to encourage conservation across the community. And so then I understand once you start breaking stuff, there's lots of ways you could do that. We chose the one that seemed in line with how we've done it historically. I think Arlen would agree that's how we did it, basically.
Right? No, it's very definitely was done that way because the percentages are the same.
Yeah, exactly. So we didn't change the percentages of businesses to residential. We changed all of the overages to get what we needed to pay for the service.
But I still see it as an inequity. Now, there is some possibility in it, but we get farther and farther and farther in this thing. Water and sewer has become a big deal.
Yes, sir.
And we don't use that much water. The increase here has been in condos and then the housing developments and this, that, and the other that has caused the infrastructure to have to be redone, whatever. I mean, you know. And we're all in that. And I realize that water and sewer is a standalone thing, and it has to pay for itself.
Yes, sir.
And I realize it, but I would like you to table next time when you're working on this thing, step back and take a look at it. And I remember when I worked for Burlington years ago, I used to fight the fight that the lowest man in the plant got the least raise every time. Mm-hmm. And the guy that was a section foreman got the most raise every time. Mm-hmm. So as you went through the plant, more and more and more, this guy was going up 2 cents a year, and this guy was going up 20 cents a year, and it was becoming as great as far as you can. So if you could, take a look at it. And I might come up here and give you an apple. I'm not going to hear fussing about it.
I think it's fair feedback, but I think we followed what the town has done.
Thank you. We're not supposed to discuss it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Really?
Thank you.
Yeah. What's the point?
Thank you. Contrary. Anybody else to address council? At this time, I'm going to close the public hearing. Thank you. Now we're going to discuss it.
I think I need a motion to close the hearing, though. Okay, I'm learning. Go ahead.
Sorry, I was on the should have hammered you earlier. So, we're still in session, right? So, I still talking?
Yeah,
you're still talking. Separate to that one, everybody got Ms. Terrell's note, right?
Yes.
I mean, from my standpoint, I was going to write back to her, but I didn't want to do that before we talked to make sure you guys were okay if I wrote back. I'll copy it, of course, but I mean, I looked up her property, and I don't have her previous property value to know what her actual tax bill will be between the county and the state. But for number one, my kind of plan was to respond that, you know, here's what your actual tax rate will be. Yes, you're paying more for Fury Beach, but you're paying less to the county, and show her whether it was more or less, right? Because the 10 cents she has in here is not right, because she didn't factor in the fact that the property value changed too.
Right.
Number two, actually, I looked up online, the average increase in North Carolina is 1.9%. That's for all employers for 2012. So it's not zero. The debt service is the only answer is, well, we're where we are, we have to pay our debt, right? I mean, I'm kind of withered on how we got here, but that's beside the point. I'm not going to put that in. I'm just going to say the town has incurred a liability we have to pay for it. I don't know what I was going to say about number four. I'm probably really going to address it because she picked out the police department. I don't know why, but I don't know if you guys have a problem with that or not. Right. If you don't want me to send her a letter, I will, but I intended to respond to the point
to
and copy you guys.
And I was going to wait after this meeting.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to, too, and if you go first, then I'll get to it after work Friday.
The main thing, well, one of the things that that we need to discuss is if they go to $93 a ton of tip fee, which is being discussed with the county, and it's going to be after the public, after our budget's adopted, where is that going to leave us?
How much are they now? They're going to be.
Yeah, I mean, right offhand, I'm not sure what that would increase.
I hope that doesn't leave us a big shortfall.
No, it will be some. I mean, that's a.
Yeah.
Ten
our recycling has helped considerably, you know, compared to what it was. And the other thing, the governor has included beach renourishment this year in her budget, but the state has not. So we've got to talk to our local legislatures and get them on the ball to try to get us back in the loop on this thing, because if they don't include it in it, we're on the hook for about $1.4 million.
Yeah.
That's important.
Well, that's my question over here, contingency for potential beach renourishment or cost.
Yeah, that was to build the 17%, but they've left it out.
But or for future fire truck, I mean.
Well, that was budget on $50,000
for it. You know, I thought when we did the our budget meetings, they increased the tax put aside for beach renourishment, not for one or the other.
It's both.
Yeah, it wasn't defined because we were going to set it in a standalone fee, so it'll be the money be where the council needs to spend it. If it all has to go to beach renourishment, that's what we would do first, right? You got to shoot the closest target.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think, I don't think we changed the budget for that right now. We just recognize it's an issue.
Yeah.
I wouldn't propose we change the budget when we at least should have the thought that between the county and the state, we'll get some help on that. You know, because we don't know for a fact, right? We've already went as high as we can go to build almost.
Yeah, the contingency is almost maxed out.
That's right.
5% is the emotion goal, right? Like 4.6.
You want to address the community center?
The rate
fee?
It doesn't change the numbers enough to matter.
No, you're talking to
Chuck. Oh, I'm sorry.
Since he's away, so I want to discuss that.
Yeah, you do?
Yes, please.
Well, the big thing, and I think he already, Charlie took off, but he did speak to the fact that the problem was the fact that we had two fees, non-resident and resident. And most of the people in town, a lot of too many people in town who had relatives out of town, but still both community center and the non-resident rate, and bringing in people from outside. And so that's why they, one time I remember there was four cases last year when we were working on this, there was four cases right that month where non-resident or resident had booked it for non-resident. So that's why they went to the same fee. As far as the actual fee of 20 versus 100, when they were doing research, with alcohol and on research for the fees, they found that this type of community center that we have was very, very low compared to everybody around us. And that it was not going to affect the bookings if the rate was raised. And that seems to be still working out. They're still getting a lot of bookings.
Have they finalized their alcohol use? Were you all doing some of that?
They haven't booked any yet. They're waiting, they're training the people how to handle it. It was quite complicated for the book person with the book. They're getting a lot of questions down there. They're going to try to come up with the answers to be able to answer the technical questions that are going to be asked. I think July 1st is the
last day they're going to start. Yes, that's when they were trying to.
I don't know what happened to that. I just know they're going to try to book July 1st.
So, I mean,
has anybody who wanted to book it after July 1st turned it down after they found out about the fee?
Has anybody turned it down because the fees are too high?
I haven't heard of that. No, I don't know.
How often do they have it rented? I mean, do you have any idea?
No, very. I mean,
and they can pull the book. Look at it. I think the question is, for me, I mean, I'm sort of with Mr. Griffin. If someone gets it for their out-of-town person every once in a while, we should pick them out. But I don't know. We don't make a lot of money either way. If it's sitting there empty most of the time versus pulling in $20 versus $100, it's better for us to get $20 than no dollars. But I don't know if anybody said no other than Mr. Griffin.
Well, I don't know, and he's talking about a birthday party costing close to $600.
Right.
You can rent the largest room at the Marriott for that.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You can bring in a cake, you can bring in your own food or booze.
I'm sorry, you do. I'm not sure.
You go ahead.
But I mean, I think we should give the feedback to the community center and ask them to come back and tell us what they think is the right thing to do. I mean, hopefully Mr. Griffin has given it to them.
Well, I think that, you know, we could ask them to do a senior citizen survey or something like that.
Right.
For past life of Mr. Griffin's.
Yeah, there's lots of ways to skin a cat, that's right. But then, you know, if somebody with small kids wants to do a birthday party there and they're a resident, I mean, I think, I personally would like to have a split rate. Did we change it, like, this year when I was not paying attention? Well, I'm sorry, I didn't look at everything, so. I'm with you guys. Yeah, I voted. Yeah, I don't care if I voted. It was with all the other stuff, right? The alcohol and everything? Well, it was just, yeah, you can't read it. Right?
Yeah,
you can't read everything, right? I think we should give them the feedback and then ask them to solicit information.
Well, that's, like I said, you give them a senior citizen rate for the birthdays, you know. If it's a resident that's here, you know, maybe half or whatever. But, yeah, let them discuss it yet.
I mean, for the budgetary issue, it's not going to change the numbers anyway, whichever number you put in. It's just not.
But the tip fees and the garbage.
Well, we got water and sewer product too, right? Yeah. So we're not going to get that in this year's budget either.
No, I don't think that's going to change much. The water and sewer rate, I don't think it's going to change too much, right?
Well, I think we're going to be a fight with Crown Reef. We'll see what happens.
Well,
you need to look at what they sent.
The Tim sent me an email that he was going to send it, but I haven't got it.
Yeah, so we just got it.
I put it on your...
No, he says he's going to send it to my computer, but I didn't get it.
I'll put it on your desk.
Well, that one must have read it. Okay.
Would you like to share that with us?
Sure.
What does it say?
It's just the rates there, a year behind.
Yep.
This is for fiscal year 10-11.
Right, they adjust the rates for this year based on last fiscal year's audit.
Right.
So right now it's kind of the truing up by process, mm-hmm. I guess, so to adjust what this year's rates should be. This year ending in 3 weeks or whatever.
But there's no proposed increase.
That's what I was talking
about.
But we've
but
yeah.
Yeah, I don't have some good questions for
them. Yeah, Steve can tell you we always have a good conversation during that.
So they don't have a proposed increase for us with their proposal right now.
Well, things like the variable rate went up, you know, the usage and the another fixed rate went up a little bit also. So it's a little strange that they say there's no rate increase when, I mean, in theory, there's really a rate increase. It's going to cost us more.
That's right.
There is rate.
Right.
It's good. No rate increase. It just costs you more.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good one. You'll have to fight it with that argument like you did the $60, which was $35. Okay. Anything else come in the board session?
So, Dan, when do you think you'll get your note out to her? Because I'm going to overwrite you. You want to write it first, I'll look at yours and make sure it doesn't.
Well, I'm not going to do it tomorrow.
That's fine.
Because
I'm not going to work until Saturday.
We'll be okay. That'd be good.
Well, Friday.
Yes, sir. On the pay rates for increases for employees. Did employees get pay increases last year?
Yes.
There was a 2% merit.
And that was it?
No cost of living.
Yeah,
the last cost of living was July 2008.
So did they all get merit increases last year?
Well, it was... Right offhand, I don't remember. I think everybody got something, but again, because it was merit, you know, one person...
That's right.
Was that the 3% last year, right?
No, it was a 2% merit pool for each department, and the department head could allocate that out.
$10,000
Yeah, so he knows if the fire department's giving $3,000 and that's all he gets for increases, and he might have given one guy $2,500 the rest of them and split the last $500
Right.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because I mean, I don't think that every employee should.
Actually, I think the department heads took it all for themselves. That last year, right?
Is that what happened?
Not the fire department.
I lost mine somewhere.
The department heads, merit is part of that pool.
It's part of that pool.
But I think what he's getting at is the average is 4.6%. That's a pretty heavy increase. And some people will be getting...
But that's not... Yeah. Some people are going to get more than that.
Yeah.
Somebody could, again, depending on how that merit pool was used.
Yeah. Everyone would get the COLA. That's a given, but then the merit depends on... But most of the department heads will tell you that the 2% merit to give somebody 3 or 5, then they have to not give somebody anything. So last year it was more just across the board.
So then everyone would get maybe, they did the same thing this year, 4.6.
I do remember
split the pool properly.
Right. I do remember some of the department heads saying that they did not take it themselves and they spread it out among the people. So in the evaluation, we say, are they automatically going to get 2%? Or do we recommend?
It's up to council, and last year, council dictated that the department heads would get the 2% merit. But you shouldn't put the department head in the position of having to decide whether they give themselves a merit or not.
The department head's employees.
The department. Some of them gave it their own.
Okay. So I'll have some questions on that.
Sure.
Anything else come before this council?
What are we doing now?
Anything else come before the council? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Thank you. Second. Mr. Fagan, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're getting it from the peanut gallery now.
Oh, look at it.